sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I've had kind of a congested week, so I'm doing much, much better.
Congested work-wise, congested driving-wise, congested coughing-wise.
Sinus and upper respiratory-wise.
Oh, fun. I'm sure listeners out there can identify with that it's been a tough week for a lot of people with grass and allergies, but it's been a good week real estate-wise. My gosh.
It continues to be strong, doesn't it?
It has.
Well, I don't want to waste any time getting into our subject today because we have the rare privilege of having Kara Pasley here with us.
I'm excited about today.
So if you have a friend who's kind of into design and wants to listen to something kind of cool, you could call them right now and tell them to tune in, or
call them right now, tell them to tune in, or you can subscribe to our podcast, a version of our radio broadcast. You can go to iHeartRadio app or anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts and just Google Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, or you can just Google Becky Ivins. It'll pop up there and hit subscribe, and you can share with your friends. Today, we're talking about design and trends, and every time I show a house, it is this color going to be in? Is this design going to be in? And
the
this
floor
is
plans
are changing in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things happening, and this is our go-to designer.
Kara, you're kind of our designer to the stars. You do a lot movie-wise, too, though. You do movie sets and stuff.
I do.
Right?
Yeah, I do. I do about half of my work in residential interior design, and then about half of my year is spent on movie sets, decorating those and making them look, most of the time, beautiful, but the most important thing is authentic. So
yeah. Well, and you've done stuff for Pioneer Woman.
I have.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Reed Drummond and her friends.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. So, she has great friends. Paul Huska, have you been there lately?
I was there about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, speaking of movies, they're shooting a big one there right now. The Martin Scorsese film. Have you guys heard of it? Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes.
It's based off of a book.
I just finished reading that book about 2 weeks ago and was just taken back. I didn't know the story.
Yeah. I actually haven't read the whole story,
oh,
but I know
gosh.
The gist of it. And
yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
So you had been involved in that?
Well, I have actually am not working on that movie.
Okay.
I spent about 6 months of last year working on a movie from July, and then I finished it up in January. And I was like, I'm taking some time to do some other stuff because movies, they are so fun.
Yeah.
They're really fun. You get to work with a team, and it's very, there's a lot of camaraderie. But you do not have a life for the time that you are on a movie. So it's 12-hour days, and you're working so hard. And even when you go home, it's not like you get to relax. You're constantly thinking about it. And so, yeah, I decided I wasn't going to work on that one.
What an intriguing business that is. Now, we had a house that we listed on Northwest 25th that we sold that was like walking into a movie set. It was like walking into the 70s and
80s. Oh, 24th? Are you talking 24th. About Bethany?
Yes.
Yes.
And because everything, I mean, it was 1978 house.
Oh.
And everything in the home was 1978.
Are we talking about turquoise?
Yes.
1962 house.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
The early 60s.
And
oh
it was.
Gosh.
With a little peg leg furniture.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was like a walk back in time, the light fixtures.
Oh my
Some had
goodness.
Been replaced, but with period pieces.
Okay. Okay.
So that was really, I'm not sure 78 actually had a style. It was it was throwing it up as fast as you can because that was our oil boom here in Oklahoma. But but let's talk about residential and the use of our space.
Yes.
Because that's really changed, hasn't it?
It has. So, I mean, last year was obviously crazy for everybody. And the way we started using our homes became way different because, you know, usually you wake up. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm, like, working on a movie, I wake up, I go to work. I don't get back until 6 or 7. If I go to the gym, you know, it's later than that. So, really, the time spent at home was very minimal. But then COVID hit and everybody was at home all the time doing everything that you would normally do out in the world in your own space. And so that completely changed how houses are being used. And we had to get creative because a lot of people, you know, they just have to use what they have. And so they're figuring out, well, where do I do my job and where do my kids do their schooling? And when we're done with that, where can we relax? And so it's just a lot of change that people have gotten creative. And so I've hopefully, you know, been able to come along people alongside of people and help them figure out, like, how do I make my house work for me?
Do you know, I was at my sister's house last weekend and she works from home and her, well, now she works from home, COVID working from home.
Right.
Her desk is in her utility room. She got a stackable washer and dryer to create the space for a desk in the utility room.
Oh, my goodness.
So
how's she liking that?
She does like it because she stays totally focused while she's there. Mm-hmm. And when she's out of that room, she's out of work.
Right. And she can close the door.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, I find myself not doing laundry as much because I can't do that. And I don't like the noise in there while I'm in there, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
So, but the way our places have changed, what are you seeing floor plan wise? If when people, what are they preferring?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like what you're saying. Like, we've got to figure out what nook can we use? What closet can we clear out and put a desk in? It's a lot of that kind of thing. I think that people are trying to also not just work in their houses, but like, okay, well, we also aren't going out to eat as much or we're not going out and socializing with our friends. So how can we like put a coffee bar in or how do we put, you know, if you like alcohol, how do we bring some booze into the house and have a good Friday night and enjoy that? So it's you can turn anything into you can use any nook and turn it into something special if you have a little vision.
You know, it was so funny. My son-in-law has a twin sister.
Okay.
And Property Brothers did their house in Nashville.
Oh.
And it was so funny because I'd stayed with them two or three times when I went to Nashville to go to a Dave Ramsey event.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they invited me to stay, and I did, and they had the tiniest little 1,200-square-foot house. But she's a minimalist, so it was beautiful. But then they had a couple of babies, so they no longer had their office because they had the girls' room, the boys' room. And he worked from home. And it was on the show. It was so funny because Emma's clothes were hanging on the upper rack and his desk was where the lower rack in the closet would be. Mm-hmm. He called it his cloffice. I was going to think that he could actually sit there and work all day facing a closet.
Yeah.
Was just pretty amazing. I like to look out. I'm working.
Same. I could not do that. If you want to be a part of the conversation today, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. Get ready to make that call. We'll be back with your questions and more about design with Kara Paisley right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. And we're here with Kara Paisley from Paisley Designs.
And Paisley, maybe?
Paisley? Am I saying it incorrectly?
Paisley.
Yeah. I'm saying
you're fine.
Paisley.
Carrie, you and I've worked together before, and you helped me do my house. And that's been, it's hard to believe that's been almost 2 years ago.
It is hard to believe that. Yeah.
Because it still feels very fresh to me, and I love it. Every time I walk through my house, I go, I cannot believe I live here. It is so pretty. And it's not an old lady looking house, is it?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
And that's what I was, I mean, I don't want it to look like I'm trying to be 15 or anything like that, but it's fresh.
Yes.
It is current. What it really has impressed me over the last 2 years is when I go into a furniture store or into a brand new house somewhere, I'm beginning to see the things that you put in my house 2 years ago.
Isn't that funny?
So how do you stay ahead of the curve?
You know, I actually, and this is the truth, I feel like it's just what I'm made to do. And so I literally will start just liking things, and then I'll see it come along in a trend like later on in a year or so. It'll really start to hit like Pinterest or the TV shows and stuff like that. But I really have no other way to explain it other than I think it's just a God thing. Like, it's just, this is what I was made to do. And so I pick up on that stuff a little bit earlier than everybody else.
Well, and you have a knack for it. I mean, but you have more than a knack. I mean, you have an educated background, and you know what to do and what to put where. Mm-hmm. And you come up with ideas. And I found this out firsthand. I was going, I had no idea what to do to my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And you, like, it was amazing. Without moving a wall, enlarged my kitchen about three times the size of what it was.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite transformations, because your house is a good-sized house, but your kitchen felt small compared to the size of your house.
Right.
And it was just, like, we didn't change really the square footage. We just kind of changed the layout of it to make it feel so much bigger.
Yeah, and it's so much more functional now.
Right, yes.
And for someone who cooks a lot, that's important. I mean, I would want it to be beautiful even if I didn't use it, but my kitchen is actually a functional part of my house. So
So what was the change? What was the change that made the difference?
Well, I had an island, which was a two-step island. One part was higher than the other. But my island got expanded. Mine was about 6 feet by, about 30 inches, and then plus it had like a 14-inch upper level. And now it's 5 feet by 16 feet.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, because your island is the gathering space.
It is. It's amazing.
Which is just great. But I didn't know what was there before. Like, I don't remember. I don't think I saw it before the island.
Yeah, there was some open space, and then there was a table, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah. And so that table didn't get, I mean, it got used some, but we also, when we brought in the island, we brought chairs around it, did a counter height, brought the bar height down, because that was cutting off the line of vision from the kitchen to the living area and not really making it very conversational. So we kept it at the counter height, and then we added a bunch of chairs. We got rid of that table because Becky also has a formal dining room. So that it wasn't necessary.
Well, we call it the big table. We're not very formal people.
That's true.
But if there's more than eight people gathering, and there often are at my house, it's, okay, pick up your plates. We have to go to the big table.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you want to join in on the conversation and ask your questions about design, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. So in the use of space, all the different use of space, where are people struggling the most in tying all of that together? Or is it in the design? You know, we talked about using closets for office space.
Sure. Yeah, I think right now, because we're doing so many things in our homes, it's interesting that, you know, used to everybody wanted an open, completely open floor plan. And Becky was just sharing that she had a client recently ask for a different type of house.
Yeah, she said she felt like she was cooking in her living room and she hated it.
Right.
So she said, I think I need to find a 90s house where there was some separation.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't mind cooking in an open space, but I don't really want to work in an open space, and I don't want all my stuff exposed. Like, when I'm done working, I want to be able to shut that off. And so I think, we're going to see more walls going up, or really where I'm at right now is I don't really want to build walls, but I want to be able to have doors that close. You know, the barn doors have been popular for a while now, but think you're going to see more of those to like partition spaces off. We can add pocket doors to also help things feel open. But then even like if you don't want to hire a contractor to build a barn door, they're decorative screens. People have used those for the longest time to separate spaces and hide messes and stuff like that.
Like I said, every military family has a great big screen from the Far East.
Yeah. They're useful. I mean, and they're pretty. Like, you can find so many really nice screens that I have one, honestly, that I don't use to separate anything. It's just hanging on my wall because it's pretty.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like every time I attempt to do something decorative, mm-hmm. it, like, ends up awful. Like, you know, like you do some kind of trendy color, you try to put something. How do you decide, like, whether a screen is right? Because putting a screen in a living room sounds like something I would try.
Sure. Well, there's a number of ways that I decide on what to use for people. Usually, it's definitely a function thing. So figuring out the space, how tall it needs to be, how wide it needs to be, that sort of thing. But then as far as just a design aesthetic, it really is dependent on the person. And I like to do things that have some sort of meaning in a person's life. So if they were in the military and traveled overseas, whatever country they were based in, I like to try to use stuff from that time to like just speak to their story. I think that when it comes to design, you can never go wrong if you use personal stories as a way to design.
Personal stories as a way to design. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great tagline.
You know, we've had grays for a long time, and I want to talk colors. We're out of time for this segment.
Okay.
But let's talk about color trends.
Okay.
And maybe just style trends. I mean, we've also had shaker cabinets for a long time. Craftsman style homes, some sure. stuff like that.
I know. I'm ready for hot pink to come in. I'm ready for that trend. We're going to come back with your calls and colors and schemes, so you don't want to miss it here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our guest, Kara Pasley, with Pasley Designs. And we're talking about designs. And Mike Gannon was really excited about the hot pink because he said back in the 1950s, his grandparents had a hot pink fridge.
They had a hot pink refrigerator.
Yep. So
it lasted about 6-7 years. Then they got a new one, and the hot pink one became the beer fridge.
Oh, there you go.
So we're going to be talking about colors here coming up, but first. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 728-3700. Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com and click on Becky's Favorites.
There you go. They are one of my favorites.
Robbins Roofing will be right there.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, I couldn't decide whether it was trend or forecasting. So how about trend forecasting? Okay. Because especially in our sort of, we're almost post-COVID, I think, it's vital for designers to develop relevant products that fit consumer demand. So trend forecasting provides designers and consumers insights into the strengths of different products that are used. And it's just a process of researching and formulating predictions on what consumers' future buying habits might be. So does that pretty well define, that defines your brain almost, doesn't it, Kara?
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. It's weird when you asked me earlier how I know what's coming. I don't, you know, some people are just wired different ways, and I just, it just, things like that come to me, and I'm not sure why it is. But thinking about that specifically, I was just thinking, like, so when we didn't go to restaurants for a whole year and we started cooking at home a lot more, like, I'll be the first one to tell you, I do not cook. I'm not, I don't enjoy it. I love to eat, but I cannot. Cooking is just not for me, because I feel like you spend so much time, like, in the kitchen fixing this beautiful meal, and then it's gone in 15 minutes and you have nothing left. And I'm like, gosh, I don't. So usually I go to Chick-fil-A and get a 30 count of grilled nuggets and bring it home. I have about 5 or 6 nuggets. I put some 90-second Ben's rice in the microwave and then some spinach, and that's my dinner. But when COVID happened and we're like not going to restaurants anymore, people are, I think, started to like become chefs. And I actually started cooking.
Wow.
I was like, I'll try to make this pizza. I had it one time at a restaurant and it was delicious. So maybe I'll try that. So I think like kitchen stuff, probably there's a whole line of things that people started buying because they were like, oh, well, I'm going to be a chef because I have all this time at home to cook and I want it to be special because I'm not going to my favorite restaurant right now. But that just made me think of that when you were saying trend forecasting, because I bet all the people selling kitchen items were like, oh, get this on the shelf.
Yeah. For sure. And office products as well for the home. Like if you take your guest room and change it into an office, well, you can't sit on the edge of the bed and work all day.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So office chairs and expensive chairs.
Yes. Quality furniture. When you're using it day in and day out, it's important for it to be quality, right? So
right.
Usually I say like a mattress and a couch, that's where you want to spend your money. But now that, you know, we're doing all these other things at home, there's other things to think about, like how do we make this work for us? But it's also, you know, if you're going to be sitting there for 8 hours a day, you might want to make sure it's a comfortable chair.
Well, and lighting, yes. You know, you need different lighting in an office than you do a guest bedroom.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do that, I suppose, with lamps and mm-hmm. such.
Yeah. Accent lighting, I mean, there's all sorts of lighting, right? You have the main overhead, you have windows, which are always preferable, but not always possible. And then, yeah, lamps. But then, you know, they have light bulbs now that are daylight light bulbs, or, you know, they even have them for seasonal affective disorder, right?
They do. Now, yeah. I have a question about lights.
Okay.
This is because lights drive me bananas. And I don't know. I mean, there's probably people that it used to be I go in and I'd buy a light bulb. It was so easy. I go in now and there's like 100 different choices, and it's vintage lighting that looks yellow and bright lighting that's supposed to be daylight and healthy and happy for me. And I get angry at the light on the lighting aisle. Like, it just infuriates.
It's a
lot.
How
do we handle lighting?
It's a lot. Well, different lights for different different moods or different times of the day. If you are working, you want a bright daylight to help you, like, stay awake, stay alert, stay focused. At night, you're probably going to want something more warm and cozy, something to kind of wind down. So I don't think you probably want to change your light bulbs, you know, multiple times a day, but maybe you have certain lamps you turn on at night and certain ones you keep on during the day to kind of help with that.
So mix the lightings so they can vary in different. All right.
Of course, I spend my life going around telling people use the same lights
the same
all the way through your house.
Well, that It's true. Like, especially when you're coming into a room, you don't want to see, like, blue light and then yellow light. But when you're specifically talking about functioning for, like, a workspace as opposed to an entertaining space, that's different. So, you know, maybe that's where you close the closet door or the armoire that you've turned into a desk, so that you don't see that blue light.
Right.
Once you're done with working for the
or
day.
Turn off that lamp.
Yeah.
So, but lighting makes a lot of difference in selling a house for sure.
Definitely.
And you walk into a house and it is, they've got every blind closed. It's like walking into a cave. Mm-hmm. What are the new things in window treatments?
Gosh, you know, I was just about to say, don't you think the more windows, the better?
Yes.
Like, always. Natural light is the best light by far.
Yes.
I totally agree with that. So if you have the ability to add windows to your house, absolutely do that. I know that's the most expensive option by far. I think simple is good. It depends on the house that you're in. One trick that we use in set decorating, which I have also take to interior design, is that we always hang the curtains high and wide. So basically when your curtains are open, it should be not covering any part of the window.
The stack back is beside the window, not covering it.
Right, right. So you should have enough fabric that when you do want to pull them close, it will cover the window, but you want to hang the rod that when you pull them back, it's not covering the window at all, so you get as much natural light as possible.
And then wash your windows.
Do you know how much of a difference that makes?
I do know how much of a difference that makes.
It's insane.
It is. I listed a house that was, the lady didn't like it because she always felt gloomy in her house.
Right.
And so I had her do certain things to get it ready to sell. And take down the 200 pictures of her daughter that was in the living room. But then I said, get a professional window cleaner out here to clean your windows. After she did that, she said, Becky, I don't think I want to move. My house isn't gloomy anymore. And I said, oh, well, she did move. And we sold her house. And, you know, I think she's on her third or fourth house after that by now.
Yeah.
The difference in clean windows is amazing.
Yep. Well, and a lot of people put those storm windows on, right? And then dirt gets collected underneath there, and you aren't really able to get it on your own. And it's like a process to take it all. Like,
well, you got to use a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And caulk.
Yeah.
And storm windows are not my favorite thing. They just remind me of broken fingernails and smashed fingers. I hate storm windows because they're difficult to operate when they get, because you don't operate them that much.
Right.
Most people don't open and close their storm windows very much.
They
just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Then when you try to open them, they're all stuck in the dirts in the grooves and stuff like that. So replacement windows is a big deal now. So in housing, if your house is very old, if it's 20 years or older, people are replacing the windows. Mm-hmm. When you replace the windows, do you put the little mullions in there, the little divided light things, or do you leave them open totally?
That's, again, it depends on the house. Because I like both depending on what the house calls for. A more modern house, I would, you know, leave it open and not have the mullions and just one single pane of glass. But, you know, in like Mesta Park or Nichols Hills, something like that, where they're older houses, they have like a certain character to them. There are different windows for different houses for sure. So that's hard to answer without actually having.
Yeah, well, that's the right answer, I guess, is there's no one answer to that. It kind of depends on your home design.
Right, exactly.
On that. So colors. We promised to talk about colors.
Yes. So rather than a specific color, I think what is going to be trending are warm colors, very cozy colors. So we're moving away from the cool blues. And you had mentioned you feel like gray is getting old. I'll say that I love gray, first of all. But gray has so many colors in it. You can have purple grays, you can have blue grays, you can have green grays, brown grays. And I would say we're moving away from the blue and purple grays and moving more towards the green and brown grays, the warm grays.
Oh, which is, of course, me all over. I love the green grays.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think those, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but green cabinets are really starting to come into style. So it's like a very warm, like deep green color.
And shaker cabinets, they're still pretty strong, aren't they?
I feel like they are. People like that simple line, I think. And then to like decorate it or dress it up with a nice handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you are really talented on that. The hardware in a kitchen and bathroom. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the difference it made at my house.
It makes a huge...
Everybody that walks into my house goes, oh, and your handles are beautiful. And they go with the brown and they go with your island. And I mean, everyone comments on that. And they're not just ordinary.
Yeah, no, they're not. That's a great place to make a statement. And I think you can get a little bit of sticker shock depending on how many cabinets you have when you're like $10 a handle and I have 30 cabinets. But really, it's worth it because even though you're spending a couple hundred dollars when you could spend, you know, $50, the impact it makes on, and I think, I mean, people have used this term, but Becky, you referenced them like jewelry. It's like jewelry for your house. So it's completing an outfit. Like,
yes, right? Exactly. And that's like, my husband hates my chandeliers in the kitchen. And I love
does
them.
Does he really?
Yes. He just says, oh, it would have been so clean those. And nice without those. And I said, but Jim, that would be like a wonderful, wonderful suit of clothes without any jewelry. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's a difference. And some people like it. Some people don't. You're really good at doing that, Kara. So, Kara Pasley, we thank you.
We're going to be back with more right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You can learn how to bejewel your house. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here talking with Kara Pasley about designs, colors, and trends.
Let's continue talking to Kara because I just want to pick your brain and get everything out.
There's a lot in there.
How about trends in furniture? Are people going sectional still? Are they going more like a couch and two chairs on each side? I know it depends on the room, but yeah. What's kind of the thing for furniture?
It really does. It depends. There's not a specific style, and it just depends on the space. However, I will say, again, just like colors are trending towards warm and cozy, I think furniture is doing the same with comfortable. Because we're there all the time, we're sitting on it a lot, we're having movie nights at the house, and there's nothing worse than an uncomfortable couch. Because then, I've made this mistake, because I have at times been a form over function girl when it comes to design, and my boyfriend, I talked him into a couch one time, and to this day, this was 2 years ago, I talked him into a couch. It was so cute. I loved it. Beautiful upholstery, kind of a vintage look. We got it to the house, and it sat in the living room for about 8 months. Nobody ever sat in it because it was so uncomfortable. It was the worst, so everybody always ended up going to the back living room that had, like, a more fluffy, it was hideous, sectional, but it was comfortable, and so people migrated there, right?
Okay, form over function, sofa, here, okay, here's my irritant, you ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Pillows, like the throw pillows that are, like, they're on there, and
yeah.
How... Do you go with 50 pillows? Do you go with two? Do you go with color?
What's sure. That's making me think of that commercial. Is it like... Where you're turning into your parents.
Oh, yeah.
There's nowhere for anybody
right.
to sit.
Yes, when you have too many pillows on there.
Yeah. Like usually I'll do two pillows in each corner of the couch. So four total, and I might add a fifth in the middle. like a long lumbar
pillow.
That's
where you lost me. That's where you lost me. You had me. Yeah, you had me on the four. You lost me on the fifth.
We love the lumbar pillows.
Yeah, yeah. They make a difference. They're comfortable. They add to the comfort level.
I trust you. I'll trust you on that.
When you don't use overstuffed pillows.
Right.
So that it's not like having a boulder beside you. It's something that is very soft and fluffy. I've noticed that because, and of course, you're really good at picking out colors that I get amazed, honestly, because I'm going, who would have ever thought that mustard yellow would have gone with that? But it does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And pillows, I mean, that's just an easy way to make things, you know, I always choose neutral, not always, most of the time choose neutral furniture just because that's your big piece. You're probably going to have it for years. We don't want it to be too crazy to where when you change your style that you're going to have to buy new everything. But pillows are so easy to just switch in and out, and you can find all sorts of patterns and colors. And that's what makes a room, all
those layers
and textures and colors. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, we've got 1 minute to go. Any final words? Kara, I want to tell people where to find you. Just go to BeckyIvins.com and go to the tab that says Becky's Favorites, and you're going to find Kara's name there under Designers. She will be the only name, I think, under Designers. I never put anybody on my Favorites page that I have not used more than once. You did our house in Florida as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did part of it.
So
you're going to do the rest of it.
Yes.
So that was actually a very fun week because I got to meet your mom and she helped do some stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we're family now.
Yeah, yeah. So
any last segments you go, if you could tell someone of what to do and design.
Oh, always. It's about you. It's about celebrating who you are and what your story is. So don't even worry about the trends. Just think about who you are and what you want to celebrate in your life and design based on that.
Tell your story. I love it. Kara, thanks for being with us. And thank you for being with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.